This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama is set to visit Louisiana today to survey damage and the response to the awful flooding there. Meanwhile, some schools are managing to reopen, although some may stay closed for several weeks. Drying out buildings is part of this. And some 4,000 teachers, custodians, and other staff have been displaced from their homes. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports.
Schools in Tangipahoa Parish, east of Baton Rouge, had been open for one day when the floodwaters came. A week and a half later, classes are expected to resume tomorrow. Dina Esquinance is president of the Tangipahoa Federation of Teachers. She says more than 130 school employees were affected by the flooding. She's been helping some of those teachers recover.
We've been washing clothes. We've been gutting houses, anything that we could possibly do to help.
John White is state superintendent of education. He says even when school buildings reopen,
nearly a tenth of the teacher workforce in Louisiana, as well as bus drivers, cafeteria workers and such, was affected by this. They need to get their lives in order for them to focus on the lives of their children.
White says school systems are working with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to find temporary housing for teachers. The toll on students goes well beyond missed days of instruction. As people in storm-ravaged Louisiana know too well, he says trauma has a long arc. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.